The 73rd Annual Golden Globe Awards take place on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. In a field of nominees stacked with newbies and veterans alike, here's who we expect to take home the prizes. Best Picture, Drama. And the nominees are Carol, Mad Max Fury Road, The Revenant, Room, Spotlight. And the winner is Spotlight. Though the splashier choice would be Mad Max Fury Road, Spotlight has the near-unanimous backing of critics and audiences alike for its assured, no-frills filmmaking and its brilliant ensemble performance. Best Picture, Comedy or Musical, The Big Short, Joy, The Martian, Spy, Trainwreck. And the winner is The Big Short. Though it's really only half comedy, the reality of unemployment and foreclosures looms close behind Ryan Gosling's cocky Wall Street bravado, Adam McKay's financial crisis flick is fresh, energetic, and, like our prediction for Best Drama, in possession of a stellar ensemble cast. Best Actress, Drama. Cate Blanchett, Carol. Brie Larson, Room. Rooney Mara, Carol. Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn. Alicia Vikander, The Danish Girl. And the winner is Brie Larson, Room. This is a stacked category, but Larson's turn as a kidnapped mother who creates a world for her son in a 10-by-10-foot shed is a harrowing breakthrough performance, and a Globe would cement her as one to watch in the years to come. Best Actor, Drama. Bryan Cranston, Trumbo. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant. Michael Fassbender, Steve Jobs. Eddie Redmayne, The Danish Girl. Will Smith, Concussion. And the winner is Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant. This race is a close one. 2015 winner Eddie Redmayne delivered the kind of performance in The Danish Girl that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association might be tempted to single out. But what use is eating bison liver if it doesn't at least yield a Golden Globe? Best Actress, Comedy or Musical. Jennifer Lawrence, Joy. Melissa McCarthy, Spy. Amy Schumer, Trainwreck. Maggie Smith, The Lady in the Van. Lily Tomlin, Grandma. And the winner is Lily Tomlin, Grandma. Choosing Tomlin over three of comedy's current leading ladies may not be a popular choice, but it's much deserved for the actress, who, it's worth mentioning, has never won a Golden Globe, as her turn as a tough-on-the-outside, marshmallow-on-the-inside matriarch was masterful in bringing out all the feels. Best Actor, Comedy or Musical. Christian Bale, The Big Short. Steve Carell, The Big Short. Matt Damon, The Martian. Al Pacino, Danny Collins. Mark Ruffalo, Infinitely Polar Bear. And the winner is Matt Damon, The Martian. Perform a textual analysis of reviews of Damon's performances as the botanist stuck on Mars, and the words charismatic and exuberant are largely to be the top hits. In the company of two nominees who represent a larger ensemble cast, Carell and Bale, and two whose films were softer blips on the radar, Ruffalo and Pacino, Damon stands a good chance of taking home his second Globe and his first for acting. Best Director, Todd Haynes, Carol. Alejandro González Iñárritu, The Revenant. Tom McCarthy, Spotlight. George Miller, Mad Max Fury Road. Ridley Scott, The Martian. And the winner is George Miller, Mad Max Fury Road. Assuming Mad Max Fury Road doesn't take home the night's prize, recognizing Miller is a fitting way for the HFPA to honor the major mark the movie made on cinema in 2015, from its feminist bent to its unusual approach to exploring trauma. Best Supporting Actress, Jane Fonda, Youth, Jennifer Jason Leigh, The Hateful Eight, Helen Mirren, Trumbo, Alicia Vikander, Ex Machina, Kate Winslet, Steve Jobs. Vikander crept into 2015 virtually anonymous and waltzed out a bright new star. She's the only actress to nab two nominations this year, and recognizing her arrestingly human turn as an android in Ex Machina also allows the HFPA to acknowledge her fierce performance in The Danish Girl. Best Supporting Actor, Paul Dano, Love and Mercy. Idris Elba, Beasts of No Nation, Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies, Michael Shannon, 99 Homes, Sylvester Stallone, Creed. And the winner is Michael Shannon, 99 Homes. Though there's still room for a last-minute knockout by Stallone, Shannon's shady real estate broker in 2015's other housing crisis film is both chilling and emotionally complex, not to mention much lauded by critics. Best Animated Film: Animalisa, The Good Dinosaur, Inside Out, The Peanuts Movie, Shaun the Sheep Movie. And the winner is Inside Out. Pixar's examination of the inner workings of a child hurtling headlong toward adolescence was an instant classic, equally beloved by children and adults, and is likely to nab the award, barring an unexpected preference for the bleaker, more adult fare of Charlie Kaufman's Animalisa. Best Foreign Language Film: The Brand New Testament, The Club, The Fencer, Mustang, Son of Saul. And the winner is Son of Saul. Hungarian director Laszlo Nemes's portrait of a man during the Holocaust has generated ample buzz since debuting at Cannes, lapping up honors left and right on its way to likely wins at the Globes and perhaps the Oscars, with perhaps only France's Mustang standing a chance of edging it out. Best Screenplay: Emma Donoghue, Room, Tom McCarthy and Josh Singer, Spotlight, Charles Randolph and Adam McKay, The Big Short, Aaron Sorkin, Steve Jobs, Quentin Tarantino, The Hateful Eight. McCarthy and Singer's collaboration on Spotlight screenplay involved a hefty amount of rewriting even on set, and their dogged perfectionism shows in the finished product, which has also earned honors from the National Society of Film Critics, the Gotham Awards, and the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. Best Original Song: Love Me Like You Do, 50 Shades of Grey, One Kind of Love, Love and Mercy, See You Again, Furious 7, Simple Song Number 3, Youth, Writings on the Wall, Spectre. And the winner is Writings on the Wall, Spectre. Sam Smith's sonically swanky, dramatic, in a word, bondish theme song for the most recent 007 movie is a more solid bet than some of the poppier choices in this field, unless the HFPA decides to get even classier with the classical opus from Youth, Simple Song Number 3, sung by soprano Sumi Jo. Best Original Score: Carter Burwell, Carol, Alexander Desplat, The Danish Girl, Ennio Morricone, The Hateful Eight, Daniel Pemberton, Steve Jobs, Ryuichi Sakamoto, The Revenant. And the winner is Carter Burwell, Carol. Carol is a beautiful movie, not just visually but sonically, and Burwell, who has scored nearly every Coen Brothers film ever made, is an instrumental part of delivering the emotional drama that courses through the love story. Best Television Series Drama: Empire, Fox, Game of Thrones, HBO, Mr. Robot, USA, Narcos, Netflix, Outlander, Stars. And the winner is Mr. Robot, USA. The Golden Globes loves to surprise viewers by awarding new shows like last year's The Affair and Brooklyn Nine-Nine in 2014. While Empire may have been the breakout drama of 2015, Mr. Robot should steal the win as the prestige show to watch going forward. Best Television Series Comedy: Casual, Hulu, Mozart in the Jungle, Amazon, Orange is the New Black, Netflix, Silicon Valley, HBO, Transparent, Amazon, Veep, HBO. And the winner is Veep, HBO. Veep has never won a Golden Globe for Best Comedy. Coming off an Emmys win, this will be its year to beat out reigning champ Transparent for the Golden Globe, in part as a nod to the brilliance of creator Armando Iannucci, who won't return next season. Best Actress Television Drama: Catriona Balfi, Outlander, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Eva Green, Penny Dreadful, Taraji P. Henson, Empire, Robin Wright, House of Cards. And the winner is Taraji P. Henson, Empire. Taraji P. Henson and Viola Davis face off in the Best Actress category again. Davis deservedly won the Emmy, and now it's Henson's time to shine for her now iconic Cookie character. Best Actor Television Drama: John Hamm, Mad Men; Rami Malek, Mr. Robot; Wagner Moura, Narcos; Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul; Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan. And the winner is Rami Malek, Mr. Robot. John Hamm already won the Emmy he so deserved. The Golden Globes have a long history of rewarding newcomers, last year's Gina Rodriguez in Jane the Virgin, for instance, and Rami Malek deserves an award for his complex portrayal of a coder who may just be losing his mind. Best Actress Television Comedy: Rachel Bloom, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend; Jamie Lee Curtis, Scream Queens; Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep; Gina Rodriguez, Jane the Virgin; Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie. And the winner is Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep. Rachel Bloom's delightfully erratic performance on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and last year's winner Gina Rodriguez are both strong contenders. They could only be beat by the Commander-in-Chief. Best Actor, Television Comedy: Aziz Ansari, Master of None; Gael Garcia Bernal, Mozart in the Jungle; Rob Lowe, The Grinder; Patrick Stewart, Blunt Talk; Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent. And the winner is Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent. Master of None was a tour de force, but Aziz Ansari deserves more credit for his work as a creator on the highly conceptual show than he does as an actor. When it comes to compelling performances, Tambor out-acts everyone in the category. Best Television Limited Series: American Crime, ABC; American Horror Story, Hotel, FX; Fargo, FX; Flesh and Bone, Stars; Wolf Hall, PBS. And the winner is Fargo, FX. Fargo surprised many by upsetting True Detective in this category last year, and you betcha it'll win again this year. The second season was even better than the first. Best Actress Limited Series: Kirsten Dunst, Fargo; Lady Gaga, American Horror Story, Hotel; Sarah Hay, Flesh and Bone; Felicity Huffman, American Crime; Queen Latifah, Bessie. And the winner is Kirsten Dunst, Fargo. Kirsten Dunst's comeback has begun. She stands to beat odds-on favorite Lady Gaga with one of the most compelling performances of the year as the underestimated Peggy. Best Actor Limited Series: Idris Elba, Luther; Oscar Isaac, Show Me a Hero; David Oyelowo, Nightingale; Mark Rylance, Wolf Hall; Patrick Wilson, Fargo. And the winner is Idris Elba, Luther. This category is really a toss-up, but Elba will edge out his competition because his return as Luther was so eagerly anticipated by fans. Plus, a win would be a nod to his incredible performance in the Netflix movie Beasts of No Nation, which got snubbed by the Globes. Best Supporting Actress Television Series: Uzu Aduba, Orange is the New Black; Joanne Froggatt, Downton Abbey; Regina King, American Crime; Judith Light, Transparent; Maura Tierney, The Affair. And the winner is Uzu Aduba, Orange is the New Black. Aduba is an award show darling and will take the statue, though repeat winner Joanne Froggatt and Emmy winner Regina King will both put up a good fight. Best Supporting Actor Television Series: Alan Cumming, The Good Wife; Damian Lewis, Wolf Hall; Ben Mendelsohn, Bloodline; Tobias Menzies, Outlander; Christian Slater, Mr. Robot. And the winner is Ben Mendelsohn, Bloodline. Mendelsohn earned critical raves for his turn as the black sheep brother in Bloodline, and he'll get the recognition the Emmys wouldn't give him at the Globes. This article posted by Eliana Doctorman and Eliza Berman.